Good morning. We pray that you had a good week. We ask the Lord to bless here today. Many things we've had on our prayer list this past week concerning health problems of our loved ones, some there in our church family. Also, those pastors we know as well, but having some difficulties and waiting on some test results, as well as some of our people. We ask the Lord to bless us all the things on our prayer list, our extended prayer list. Got a lot of needs. Beautiful day today. We thank the Lord for that. We just ask God to bless now as we get ready to get into His Word. Before we do that, we'll go to the Lord in prayer again. We say thank you for all that listen in. We pray you this finds you doing well, being well both physically and spiritually. And we just ask God to watch over, take care of us as only He can. Heavenly Father, we ask you just to bless here today. Lord, we thank you for the mercies of life. Lord, we thank you for eternal life. Lord, we thank you for the promise, Lord, of your soon return. And Lord, as we are able here this morning, Lord, we want to be able to preach about that very subject. Lord, there's a lot of scoffers in this world. A lot of folks are making fun, Lord, of what is to come. Lord, they don't believe about your second return, your coming back for your saints. Lord, we just ask you just that we can be able to preach in such a way. Maybe you could open a heart, soften a heart, open a heart here today. If those would be lost, we can see them be marvelously saved by your grace. Lord, for we that are saved, Lord, may we take confidence of your soon return. Knowing, Lord, that you're coming back for us, you're redeemed. Lord, there forever to be in a place called heaven, we'll be. Bless now, Lord, we pray for those on our prayer list, special needs. Lord, we ask you to bless according to thy great and divine will. Help us, Lord. Help me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'd like you to turn your Bibles, if you would, to the book of 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 3. I'm going to read verse 1 through verse 18. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 18. Most of the time we generally don't have that long of a lengthy reading, but let's take time to read here in God's Word as we try to bring a message here today that the Lord may be pleased with. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through verse 18. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your mind, your pure minds, by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant, of that by the word of God, that the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is of the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief of the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also, the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account for the long-suffering of our Lord of salvation, even as our beloved Paul, brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, hath written unto you. And also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which there are some things hard to be understood, which they are unlearned and unstable, rest as they do, also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, beware lest you also be led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to him be glory both now and forever. Amen. as we take time to read this passage of Scripture, I certainly understand and believe that we're living in the last days. As we are living in the last days, awaiting the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as the Bible says, as our text says, again we read there in verse 3, knowing this, first there shall come the last days scoffers walking after their own lust. A scoffer, according to the Strong's Concordance, is defined as a derider, a false teacher, a mocker. How that scoffers abound in the day that we live in. False teachers, false teaching, scoffers, mockers have overwhelmed us. Certainly I understand that much in our society has led to very skeptical people. There's so much falsehood. We think about false news. We read about those that are in other foreign countries that are continually adding to false news and false narratives. They put out on certain podcasts and webcasts, and then those infiltrated in the mainstream are Facebook and in people's conversations, and there's just so much falseness on that area. There's a lot of things economically that we get a lot of false news about. We think about in the realm of academics and the medical profession, and when we constantly hear that this can't be cured, it can be cured. Think about this virus. We hear people talk about such things as a vaccine will be coming forth maybe this later on this fall. Others say it won't be for a couple of years. Some people say they've already tried to start it on some select people. I mean, just hear so much news. Hear those that say this virus is going to come back with a vengeance. Other people say they believe it's going to fade away. I mean, there's just so much information out there. And it causes us in one conflicting with another. And again, it causes us to be skeptical. On the religious realm, it's the same way. Hear people clamoring this and clamoring that. Hear preachers to promote this and promote that and encourage that. Many are preaching everything but the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how terrible that is. How terrible it is that those promote and encourage this prosperity gospel, this working your way to heaven gospel, and it's devoid of the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ that said He's only way, He is the only way there is to heaven. It's through the blood, the life, as the Lord Jesus Christ gave on the cross of Calvary, and in the shedding of the blood, the Bible says that the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So we see amongst all of this, there's a lot of fuel to feed the fire of skepticism. That's why Jesus gave the warning to disciples in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. He says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves, but be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." The Lord would have us to be wise. To be wise is of the utmost necessity if you want to remain faithful to the Lord. In reality, it's only through proper reverence to Almighty God that we can obtain wisdom. The book of Job 28:28, Proverbs 4:7, Proverbs 9:10, these passages of Scriptures speak about, again, that it's only through proper reverence, godly fear, a reverential fear of Almighty God, acknowledging who He is and what He is, what He has done, what He is doing, what He's yet to do, all things in His control, His power. And that's where the beginning of wisdom has a start. Knowing how this world applauds, acknowledges, and gives great rewards, great reviews to those who are deemed to be great, we must be on guard. All that glitters is not gold. All that the world, now when I say the world, I'm talking about those that are opposed to the things of the Lord. When those of the world uphold and applaud and the great works and endeavors of somebody, we need to compare it to what thus saith the Word of God. A man or woman may be very great in their own rights. We have those who excel in sports, business, humanitarian pursuits, or in positions of leadership or service to others. We see that all the time. And we see how that the world will lift them up and praise them and put them on a pedestal. And oftentimes they have a great following. With the cell phones we have now. And you can read and it'll say so many people are following this person. Or you're following after this group. We need to beware who we are following. Not just on the media, but who we are following spiritually within us. Who is those that we are following? Listen, just because the world says they're great, that is no sign that God says they're great. And we compare everything with the Word of God. In Job 32, verse 9, the Bible teaches us that great men are not always wise. So we need to be careful. Just because an individual is deemed to be great by others, or even you say that they're great, that doesn't necessarily mean that everybody that is great is wise. In fact, the Bible speaks of those who God used in His service for the most part are not wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. We read that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through verse 29. There are not many great men so called. There are many great men so called that are not wise. That is shown in various ways. Let's look at a few. Number one, there are a lot of great men. There's a lot of people that I've heard others speak about and praise and hold up to high esteem to be a great man. But they are devoid of the salvation. They do not believe that our God is a mighty God that is able and capable to save through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 Corinthians 1, 17 through 21, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with the wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where's the wise? Where's the scribe? Where's the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Brothers and sisters, you that are lost, you that are listening in, beware of that great man or that great woman that deny the power of the gospel. Romans 1:22, professing themselves wise, they become fools. Who should be holding up the truly great saints of the Lord who, like the Apostle Paul, declared in Romans 1:16? Listen, we need to hold up the great saints. We need to be holding up those who are holding up the Word of God. Apostle Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and salvation, everyone that believeth. And number two, you think about this. Not all great men so-called are wise. It is shown by what they're building upon. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 and verse 27, therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rains and sand and the floods came, and the winds blew, beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was found upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the floods came, the winds blew, beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Be aware of those the world declares to be great, that by their own admission, and certainly their very lifestyle, shows that they're building on the shifting sands of sin, and they're not upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the rock. Number three, not all great men so called are wise is shown by their choices. In Acts chapter 8, verse 1 through 4, read of a man named Saul. Verse 3 is for Saul. He made havoc of the church, entered into every house of hailing men and women, committed them to prison. In Acts chapter 9, verse 1 through 3, the Bible records further injustice against God's people by Saul. He made the choice to persecute God's people. Yet, in the eyes of the world, he was a great man.
They held him up to high esteem. In Acts 22, verse 3, Philippians 3, 4, and 6, Acts 26, 3, and 5, we see where the world, what the world thought of the Apostle Paul, what he thought about himself apart from God. But after Paul got saved, after he was born again, as he had that experience, as he met Jesus, when he come to face with Jesus, and his sins overwhelmed him, I believe through the preaching of Stephen there, as the Apostle Paul, who was then Saul, stood there as they stoned Stephen there back in, earlier on in the book of Acts. But Saul got saved. His name was changed to Apostle Paul. He became a preacher of the gospel message. Before salvation, as a great man of the world, he said of himself in Acts 26, verse 9 and 10, he said, I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth, which thing I also did in Jerusalem, that many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them. Listen, he thought he was doing what was right. He was having people put to death. That was Christians. All the while, in his religion, in his way, in his academia, all that he had studied for, all he'd planned, he thought all this was right and proper. To have Christians put to death. But he realized the falseness of that. That's why he declared himself to be the chiefest of sinners. He realized what he had done against his God, against God's people. I'd ask, will you be wise and choose the right way? We want you to choose Jesus. As a child of God, always choose Jesus. Accept Him as your Savior today. If you're lost, repent of your sins and believe the message of the gospel. And be saved today, you that be lost. Be wise. Allow Him to be your Lord. Listen, don't be a scoffer. As those back on our text. Listen, as a child of God, don't you scoff. Don't get to thinking, well, I've heard this all my life. There's plenty of time for me to change my ways or get more serious about my salvation or take time to share with my family. I can do that another day. Listen, today is the day of salvation. Jesus Christ is coming back. And it may be at any moment. Don't be deceived by those who are heralded as great. Don't get caught up in those that the world deems as great. But in reality, they show themselves to be very unwise by their opposition, their hatred, and their venomous attitude toward the truths of Almighty God. We would encourage you, don't be a scoffer, but be a believer. Jesus Christ is coming back. Are you ready? Are you ready for Jesus? Don't be a scoffer. Your family's at stake. Your community's at stake. Your church is at stake. The country's at stake. Our nation. Your eternal destiny is at stake. If you're listening in and you scoff at what we're saying today, don't you realize, can't you see, that the reality of the one called Jesus, the Savior, the Lamb of God, He's real. He's the great one. He's the high and lifted up one. He's the high and holy one. And may you not be a scoffer, but a believer. As a child of God, may you continue on to warn others, to see what's coming, to be wise. And don't you fall into that same old trap. You look unto Jesus. Look unto Jesus to be saved. Look unto Him for leadership and guidance and direction every day of your life. Who do you herald as great? May it be those that are staying closest to the things of God. Those are the great ones. In the past, in the present, and in the future, may someone look back as Lord peradventure is coming and say this about you. Boy, they wasn't no scoffer. They believed. We can strengthen, help, and encourage people as we show forth the faith is within our heart. We ask you to just, we're going to ask the Lord at this time to bless. And we ask God to bless you and the hearing of the Word. Heavenly Father, we ask you just to bless the Word as it's been presented. Lord, we thank you for your love. Lord, a quick devotion here this morning. Lord, but a powerful devotion as well, if we'll just pay heed. Lord, let us not be a scoffer, but let us believe. Pray, Lord, for those who be sick in the community, our families, our loved ones, our home. Help us, Lord. Help us, we plead. In Jesus' name we pray. Strengthen our faith. Strengthen our resolve. Strengthen our peace. Help us, Lord, where we stand in need of what we stand in need of. And we give you glory and honor and praise for all things. In Jesus' name, again, we ask. Amen.